Meet Abe and Shelley Abish.
I'm sure that doctors realize that as patients, we're not always completely honest, whether they ask about our diet, exercise, whatever that is. We're not full disclosure there usually. Abe, are there any financial issues that you find clients are sometimes reluctant to talk about?
One of them would be their debt. You know, it's not often, but sometimes people come in with credit card debt. You know, they don't want to talk about that. How much they spend. So when putting together a retirement income plan, we need to know what their discretionary expenses are, what their non-discretionary expenses are. And they may say $6,000. And I'll say, okay, Shelley, well, you're telling me $6,000.
Oh, I like that you're using me as an example.
Yes, yes. You're saying $6,000. You know, why don't we make it $6,500 or $7,000 just to have some cushion, because you probably don't realize how much you're spending, especially here in the DC metro area and Northern Virginia, Maryland area. People love to travel, vacation. Mm-hmm. The cost of living is high here.
Groceries.
And people always underestimate how much they spend. So that's one thing that we see. And that can be a problem, right? Because if we're putting together the income plan and we're showing them how we can help them bring in $6,000 a month or $10,000 a month, whatever it is that their need and want is, but they're really spending $1,000 a month more, $2,000 a month more, at some point, they're going to start spending down principal and potentially running out of money. So we need to make sure those numbers are accurate, very accurate from our clients. Another thing some people tend to get wrong is the amount of money that they've saved. Mm-hmm. So I would say for our clients that have done a really good job, they know exactly what they've saved. They know where the monies are, you know, what they're invested in, what they're allocated in, how much they've saved. But sometimes people don't bring in all their statements on the first meeting and they're kind of guesstimating and they realize, you know what, I didn't have as much as I thought, or I have more than I thought. And that's always good news.
Mm-hmm. People are usually pretty forthright with this, but their knowledge of financial stuff in general, there are people that come in and, you know, maybe they had a little bit of a background in that, so they do have some experience. But he can also speak to many people who come in that really don't know much about anything at all in regards to finances or retirement planning, and they just really want some kind of general direction and know that they're on the right path. Mm-hmm. And so Abe often helps people that this is kind of like their first discussion as well.
But yeah, it's always best to be open and honest with full financial disclosure. That way we can put together the best retirement income plan for them.
More details at retirementkeyradio.com.